The Bristol Bay Fisheries Report is brought to you by the Bristol Bay Regional Seafood Development Association, ensuring long-term growth is the world's greatest salmon fishery through investment in Bristol Bay science, infrastructure, marketing, and quality. The Bristol Bay RSDA, we're on board with you.
This is the Bristol Bay Fisheries Report. I'm Molly Dishner. As the run hits 50 million, a base price of 50 cents per pound takes shape. Tonight, we'll hear from a few fishermen reacting to early price postings, plus Alaska Peninsula seiners are fishing a record-setting run, and we'll tell you what we know about silver markets in the bay. First, a look at your marine weather forecast. For Bristol Bay, there's a small craft advisory through Thursday. Tonight, west winds at 25 knots, seas at 8 feet, and patchy fog. Tomorrow, west wind 25 knots, seas at 8 feet, more patchy fog. Tomorrow night, west wind at 20 knots, and Friday, west wind at 10 knots. From Port Hyden to Cape Sarachef, a small craft advisory through Thursday. Tonight, west wind at 25 knots, gusts to 35 knots in the evening, and seas at 8 feet. Tomorrow, west wind 20 knots and seas at 8 feet. Tomorrow evening, west wind at 20 knots, and Friday, west wind at 15 knots. Now let's check the numbers. Bristol Bay's total sockeye run hit about 50 million fish today. Fish and Game employees tell me it's the same day that Jeff Regnart hit 50. Catches in each of the districts: Igigik, 153,000, season total about 8 million. Ugashik, 122,000, season total about 5 million. Naknak Kwejak, 348,000 fish, season total 15.5 million. Nooshigak, 61,000 fish, season total 5.2 million. And Togiak, 14,000 caught yesterday, season total 147,000. Baywide, the total was 698,000 caught yesterday, bringing the season's harvest to just over 34 million. As for the counts, yesterday's Igigik escapement was 52,000, season total 2 million. Ugashik, 103,000, season total 1.2 million. Naknak River, 12,000, season total 1.9 million. Kwejak River, 175,000. Season total 7.1 million. The Nooshigak sonar is done counting. The Agushik tower yesterday was about 59,000 fish, season total 604,000. Wood River, 28,000, season total 1.8 million. And Togiak, 6,300 sockeye counted yesterday, season total about 47,000. Those are the numbers. This is the Fish Report. Feel free to email me fish@kdlg.org or call us here at the station anytime with your feedback.
Bristol Bay Fisheries Report is brought to you in part by Crawley, fueling Alaska for more than 60 years with a full range of residential, commercial, aviation, and marine fuel products, and supporting local fisheries offshore with Bristol Bay Floater Fueling Services. More information at CrawleyFuels.com.
Well, there is a big, simultaneous sigh of discontent and dismay when the bay woke up to the first posted price of 50 cents today. Fishermen with Icicle, Trident, and AGS say that's the price they've been told. Earlier today, I stopped by the boatyard to see who had stopped fishing and what their take on the prices we're hearing was. 30-year fishery veteran Pete Biosevich on the Lady Kate says these are among the worst prices he's seen, and a dollar is worth less now than it was the last time they dropped this low.
But this is a little bit way too low compared to this is the price what he was getting 28 years ago. And 28 years ago and today, the world has changed. The dollar is three times less value what used to be 30 years ago.
Biosevich says he thinks fishermen and processors need to work together and find a way to get prices up.
If it stays as it is today, that will be not acceptable for the industry. That will be bad for overall industry altogether. People cannot make money on these prices. I don't care if you catch a 300,000 pounds. So some guys going to do okay, some guys going to float, but most of the guys will sink if the price stays as it is. My belief is the price will go up. How much, I don't know.
If prices don't go up, Biosevich says he has the option to just retire, but it'll be hard for young fishermen to get boats and get started in the fishery, or to keep making a living at it. Sean Talbot on the fishing vessel Silvercris says that's exactly the case for him.
I mean, I'm paying my crew like less than he would make in a week down south. So, can I afford to keep fishing? I don't know. I mean, we're talking about not next year, so I don't know what's going to happen.
At the harbor, Reed Tennyson was getting the Double Eagle cleaned up. He says he expects his final price from Leader Creek to be about a dollar less than it was last year. But that's better than other fishermen are doing.
Yeah, no, we lucked out with the RSW, and the best fish price was saving us a little bit.
BBEDC's president and CEO Norm Van Vactor is a longtime veteran of the processing industry, including as a plant manager at both Leader Creek and Peter Pan. He tells the Fisheries Report there are a lot of factors the market still needs to sort out in the days and weeks ahead. He also says it's not a bad year to not be front and center of the firing lines of discontented fishermen.
But I can really empathize, I think, with the frustration of an awful lot of people, you know, fishermen in particular, who, for the most part, I think, are walking away from this one with decent volumes, but now hearing very, very frustrating, you know, advance prices that are being paid. And while I think we all went into this season knowing that there was going to be some challenges, my sense is don't give up the ship. Things will hopefully get better sooner rather than later. I think that advances are just that, hopefully, especially this year. Just because buyers don't really know, the market, I think, is extremely confused right now. Nobody has a real sense of what the product forms are. One of the big negatives for the first half of the season was an awful lot of small fish showing up. But everybody I've talked to has kind of indicated that in the last half of the season, it was really, really nice big fish. And so that's a real positive, I think, especially a positive way to end the season on. But I guess bottom line is I'm not aware of, you know, people really out there offering up product yet by size, by product form. I think everybody's still trying to get a sense as to what they got, who's got what, you know, or those, you know, what product form is going to get offered into the export market, what's going domestic. So I just think it's really premature to jump to some conclusions.
Keep the Fisheries Report posted on what you know about prices even as they adjust later this year. fish@kdlg.org.
Bristol Bay Fisheries Report is made possible in part by Naknek Family Fisheries, 246-FISH, or on the web at naknekfish.com.
The Fisheries Report called down the list of the Bay's markets today, asking who is planning to offer a market for silvers. Trident, Icicle, Peter Pan, Silver Bay, AGS, Ocean Beauty say they are not buying silvers this year. No answer yet from Leader Creek or Red Salmon. Copper River Seafoods and Togiak says they haven't made a final decision yet. An employee at one company who said it was her first day told me she didn't think her company buys silver, just fish. Back in a moment. The Bay's smallest district is just showing signs of life, and many are hoping the run to Togiak is just late, like the other four districts proved to be. Tim Sands is a Westside biologist.
The daily escapement has picked up a little bit. The daily escapement yesterday was 6,300, which is a little bit below what we'd expect for that time. Normally we'd expect a 6,600 escapement to get to the 150 curve mark. And our cumulative escapement, 47,000 through yesterday, puts us like 5 days behind where we should be. However, we have been taking breaks in the fishing, and the fishing has picked up a little bit over there.
Sand says Fish and Game is worried about the run, but there is a chance it may show up late.
we haven't decided yet what we're going to do next week. That'll be kind of a Monday decision, whether we need to restrict it again. But it's certainly not as good as we'd hoped it would be.
San says the Togiak Tower typically comes out around August 6th or 7th. The Wood River Tower will finish counting on Friday, and Aygushik was counting through midnight tonight and then coming out. Back in a moment. The Bristol Bay Run is coming in close to forecast, but late. Around the state, some runs have been slow, others are strong. Prince William Sound, home of the well-branded Copper River Run, came in compressed and lower than forecast. The Kodiak Management Area harvest, through Tuesday, is about 4.8 million salmon out of a target harvest of 14.3, but that includes pinks, which haven't hit in force yet. And in Cook Inlet, sockeye seem a little late. Escapements on the Kenai River are low, about 300,000 so far this season, but started climbing this week. Area M fishermen have caught 6.5 million fish so far, including about 4 million sockeyes, the largest portion of which comes from Port Hyden and from the South Unimak and Shumigan Islands. The Alaska Peninsula has been seeing one of its best Julys ever, so says area management biologist Matt Keyes, whom I spoke with earlier. Now that we're nearing the end of July, how are the Alaska Peninsula fisheries looking?
It's actually looking quite good. Our sockeye harvests have been quite good for July, around 950,000 sockeye harvested in July, and our pinks are starting to show up in some fairly good volume. We're at 1.4 million harvest so far, and we just started our next 36-hour opening for July in the South Central, South Unimak, Southwestern, and Shuman Islands area. So this is the fifth opening that we have scheduled in July, and we have two more after that.
And how do the catches compare to years prior?
So far, we're looking at this point, kind of record sockeye harvest for July. We usually kind of switch off sockeye by the end of June, maybe the first couple openings of July, and kind of start picking up with pinks and chums. Chums are not that great a harvest this year, but the pinks so far have been in pretty good volume. It seems to have turned into a much better season than we anticipated. You know, at the beginning, June was kind of slow and wasn't looking like a great year, but things have definitely turned around, and especially with sockeye and pinks this year. So it's turned out to be a much better season. And it looks like it's the same for the whole state. There's a little concern starting early on, and things have drastically picked up.
Do you know why sockeye catches have been better? Do you think it's kind of because runs to other places are later? Or?
At this point, you know, based on other areas, it does seem to correlate a little bit to the lateness of runs elsewhere as well, week and a half to 2 weeks later than normal, and some of our local systems seem to be a little bit later as well for the sockeye.
All right, and how are your escapements looking?
As far as some of our local stocks, for one of them's Orzinski Lake on the Alaska Peninsula. And we just met our bottom objective yesterday, and it's a fairly small objective. It's only 15,000 to 20,000, but it was a little slow going at first, but it maintained steady for long enough that we're at the lower end of that, so feeling pretty good about that. And it's a little early to assess the overall escapement of pinks in the area. Same with chum. Fish are starting to show up, but they're not in real substantial volume at this point. We should start seeing signs of our pink escapement more towards the end of this month, probably 1 to 2 weeks into August is when our peak pinks will occur.
What does management look like for the rest of the summer?
So a couple of different things. So like I said earlier, we We have a couple more scheduled openings for July for the Shumigan Islands area and then South Central, Southwestern, and Unimac districts. And the Southeastern District mainland, we're still on allocation-based management based on Chignik escapement and harvest. And that will end on the 25th, and then we, on the 26th, the Southeastern District mainland switches over to local stock management, so primarily pinks and chums. And come September, it'll be coho. And the rest of the area will kind of switch over to local stock management starting August 1st. And it'll be all EO, emergency order-based management based on the escapement levels.
All right. Thank you so much for your time.
All right. Thank you.
That was Alaska Peninsula biologist Matt Keyes talking about fishing in his area. We gotta go, so that's it for today's Bristol Bay Fisheries Report on KDLG. I'm Molly Dishner. Reach me at fish@kdlg.org. Dave Benninger produces the show. Good night.
Bristol Bay Fisheries Report was made possible in part by AIFMA, the Alaska Independent Fishermen's Marketing Association, representing fishermen since 1966. More information at AIFMA.org.